From North State Public Radio, I'm Avonora Grove with your headlines for Friday, August 23rd. The man accused of starting the park fire pleaded not guilty yesterday. NSPR's Eric Adams reports from Butte County Superior Court.
The park fire destroyed more than 630 buildings and is the fourth largest wildfire in California history. Prosecutors say Ronnie Dean Stout II started the fire by pushing a burning car into a gully in Upper Bidwell Park in Chico. He's facing a felony charge of arson. Stout pleaded not guilty to the charge. His attorney told the court they are still receiving information for his defense, and she believes there is evidence to show he did not intentionally start the fire. Stout was apprehended the day after the fire started, after photos of him were circulated on social media by a bystander who saw the incident. Stout's attorney requested a September 19th date for a preliminary hearing, which the judge granted. Prosecutors and the defense team will reconvene then to assess the evidence. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
At the annual Chico State Fall Convocation yesterday, faculty and community members addressed the student body ahead of the new academic year. Chico Mayor Andrew Coolidge, an alumni of the university, made an appearance. In a video, he discussed city projects. He mentioned road improvement, funding for the regional airport, as well as the city's plans on how it will address homelessness going forward.
Chico is seeking to end our settlement agreement, which has tied our hands and made it difficult to clear our parks and waterways. We will be keeping the Pallet Shelter, one of the largest in the country, as it abounds with stories of hope and success. But we will seek to close the alternative site at Eaton and Cohasset Roads, a longtime problem and issue facing the city. And we will immediately begin enforcing our anti-camping ordinances throughout the city.
Coolidge ended the video by praising Chico's small town charm and invited students to enjoy Chico's natural beauty, parks, and downtown area. Earlier this month, the city conducted an encampment cleanup at its alternative site, where it removed around 45 homeless residents without providing them with resources for anywhere else to go. It comes after an investigation by the Butte County Grand Jury that found conditions at the site, quote, appalling, and the city at fault for those conditions. The city is currently working to get out of its settlement agreement following a recent Supreme Court ruling that allows cities to enforce anti-camping laws on unhoused residents sleeping in public spaces, even though the city's agreement is not contingent upon that ruling. And in other news, a flash flood watch has been issued for the Park Fire burn scar today through Saturday. The National Weather Service says the watch includes the cities of Chico and Redding, as well as Marysville, Yuba City, Oroville, Paradise, Red Bluff, Chester, and Quincy. This is due to an unseasonably strong storm system that's expected to hit the North State and bring heavy rain and winds to the region. The agency warns that heavy rainfall could cause fast-moving debris flow and flooding within the Park Fire burn scar. The flash flood watch begins at 11 this morning and lasts until 11 tomorrow morning. And it's August, but snow is forecast in parts of the North State today. Areas that could see snow will be above 7,000 feet and include Mount Shasta and peaks in Lassen Volcanic National Park. Joe Guerro is with the National Weather Service in Medford. He says temperatures in the city of Mount Shasta are set to break records today for August temperatures.
The high temperature forecast is 58 degrees. That would be the record coldest high temperature ever. The previous record was 64 degrees, and that was in 1989. So we're going to actually be 6 degrees colder than the coldest high temperature ever.
But he says this cold front won't last. Temperatures are expected to heat back up and be in the 90s next week.
It's going to be really easy to think, you know, it's getting cold again, we're getting winter. But the reality is the heat is still here. It's still going to be dry, and we still have a threat for fire weather.
He says it's a good reminder to continually check the weather forecast, as temperatures are not always what you might expect for the season. And COVID-19 vaccines are in short supply in Shasta County and across the nation as cases continue to rise. That's according to reporting from the Reading Record Searchlight. The news outlet reports that vaccines are now being delivered to pharmacies in a seasonal cycle like the flu vaccine. However, schools are returning this month, and many new students have been unable to receive booster doses. The news outlet reports that while Shasta County is reporting a slight decrease in COVID cases this month, California overall is seeing a large increase. Also, a nationwide salmonella outbreak has been linked to tiny, illegally sold pet turtles. The CDC found that turtles with shells smaller than 4 inches across were being sold. Federal law bans the sale of turtles this small due to their risk of causing outbreaks, such as salmonella. The most recent outbreak was reported in 21 states, including California. Around half of those who contracted salmonella from the turtles had to be hospitalized. The CDC warns residents to only buy from reputable pet stores selling turtles with shells more than 4 inches across. And finally, recreational anglers have one final opportunity to fish without a fishing license this summer. Officials with California's Department of Fish and Wildlife said Saturday is a free fishing day and members of the public can fish in rivers, lakes, or bays, but they must abide by local angling laws. This is the second free fishing day this summer, but children 15 or younger can fish for free any day of the year. And those are your headlines for Friday, August 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.